This is JimBinbo.com e-news number 294, the 29th of April, 2011. This e-news is read by JimBinbo's text-to-speech robot, Jimbo, or Jimbot, if you prefer. As usual, there are 5 items, and 3 feedbacks in this issue of e-news. Item 1. Future Vision 2020. Futurists keep predicting things that mostly never happen. Well, lots of predictions fall far short of the mark. Dick Morley has a list of things that the Japanese predicted a century or more ago. Some came pretty close. Worldwide wireless telephone, global travel, warships in the air, picture telephone, horseless carriages. While others were wildly inaccurate. Green Sahara, every $1 and 6 feet, natural disaster control. In the spirit of futurism, let's see what some of the noted futurists and visionaries are predicting for the years leading up to 2020. Over the next decades, the world will wean itself from dependence on fossil fuels and drastically reduce greenhouse gases. To achieve this, major breakthroughs will be needed, and they'll arrive. They'll bring enormous opportunities. The ability to tap power from space, for instance, could jumpstart whole new industries. Technology that can trap and store carbon dioxide from coal-fired plants would rejuvenate older ones. These technologies present difficult engineering challenges, and some require big scientific leaps in lab-created materials or genetically modified plants. And innovations have to be delivered at a cost that doesn't make energy much more expensive. If all of that can be done, any one of these technologies could change our lives significantly. These changes will come, as they did in the past decade, only faster, because technology growth is exponential. Kurzweil suggests that the next 10 years will bring advances which compare with more than the past century. In my opinion, he won't be far wrong. Item 2. Short-term technology advances. My own avocation as a futurist stems from my interest in technology, especially in the industrial automation arena, which is where I have spent most of my career in business. I've expounded as keynote speaker at events and seminars around the world. In June, I'll be going to São Paulo, Brazil, to participate in the International Industrial Conference and Show. Emerging technologies, challenges, opportunities, and its impact on manufacturing. My subject will be prospects for the automation and instrumentation on the plant floor. I'll give you a synopsis of my Brazil visit in future issue of e-news. Let's look at some nearer term predictions. From my point of view, most of these are technology related. Gesture inputs. Do you know how pictures expand on your iPhone and iPad with 2 fingers? Or tap an iPad screen with 3 fingers and it zooms? With the Wii and the more recent Microsoft Kinect, people simply use gestures, natural user interfaces, with accelerator sensors built in the sense movements. Interactive holographic displays. These will allow real and virtual objects to be viewed through 3D. This will let architects evaluate virtual models, medical students view bodies, show shoppers the look and size of products. Holograph displays will create an interface that allows people to feel a virtual object when they touch the image floating in front of the screen. Virtual sex will become fairly common. Cloud living. Soon you won't own a computer. Everything you do will be cloud-based, manipulated with your iPad or smartphone. The owning a home dream will be gone, with value uncertainty and high job mobility. There'll be a shift away from owning to renting or sharing. Why own a car? Car sharing will become common. Why own DVDs and CDs when you can stream videos and music whenever you choose? Unitasking. Multitasking is becoming too much for everyone. People will increasingly seek physical and mental space and web services to focus on a single issue. Item 3. The Internet of Things. With the emergence of the smart grid, smart cities, and smart homes, more and more objects are becoming interconnected. The profound potential lies in the integration of everything, the ability to connect many ordinary products into a digital nervous system. This is likely to have a staggering impact on our daily lives, and will be a growth inflection point during the next decade. The Internet of Things, or IoT, is likely to have a staggering impact on our daily lives, and become an inherent part of areas such as electricity distribution, transportation, industrial controls, utilities management, water resources management, and oil and gas distribution. IoT will help solve two of today's biggest problems: energy and healthcare. Buildings currently waste more energy, and they use effectively. This waste can be cut to almost nothing using broad-scale monitoring and control. Healthcare is currently delivered inconsistently with doctors and hospital visits. IoT will allow sensors, unobtrusively attached to the body, to keep track of vital functions all the time. The convergence of smart devices with the Internet is creating a growth inflection point. Companies that fail to exploit this next wave of the digital revolution will obsolete themselves. The companies with the most IoT-equipped products and services will win. Item 4. Book. The Lights in the Tunnel. In a recent issue of eNews, we discussed how technology is eliminating work and workers, not just in manufacturing, but in all areas of the enterprise. Someone referred me to a great book, Lights in the Tunnel, that expands on this theme. An imaginary tunnel of lights is used to visualize the economic implications of the new technologies that are likely to arrive in the next few years and decades. In particular, the book suggests that automation will have a big impact not just in manufacturing, but also in the service sector, and even in knowledge-based occupations. This will be among the most critical issues we'll have to face as a society in the coming years and decades. The book doesn't just warn us about negative realities. It shows how the future economics of new technologies might offer solutions to issues such as poverty and climate change. Item 5. Germany, the Europe Leader. The small, mostly family-owned businesses that make up the backbone of German manufacturing have historically specialized in the more practical and mundane industrial spectrum. Not high-tech gadgets, but machinery and other heavy equipment, metal bashing with good technology and engineering. In recent years, German firms, aided by far-sighted government reforms, have made the country the most competitive of any advanced economy. This with fairly high wages and stiff environmental and workplace regulations. This surge has carried Germany out of the recession more quickly than any other major industrialized country. Germany's revival has reversed its role in Europe. Less than a decade ago, the country was beset by chronic unemployment and anemic growth. But then the financial crisis came. While Spain, Ireland, and other former Eurozone high flyers stumbled into debt crises, Germany emerged as Europe's economic power. In many respects, Germany's role in the world economy is similar to that of China. Both countries are manufacturing dynamos that are bringing benefits to the world. Because of its exports, Germany, like China, runs up a huge surplus, while its less competitive neighbors, like Spain, have fallen into deep deficits. Just as a miracle with China, the European Commission has called on Germany to stimulate consumer spending at home to help support the European economy as a whole. They, Germans, play more, work less. Interesting difference. As usual, there were three feedbacks in this issue of eNews. Feedback 1. Jerry Reynolds is just recently retired as instrument specialist. He gives us his opinion on useless university degrees. Jerry writes, "After 39 years in industry, the last 11 being the senior instrument specialist in my business unit, I mostly smile at higher learning, since many degreed engineers don't have the sense of an at. Of course, there are some geniuses that do not blow a horn to say they are such." There are two parts to this statement. 1. Will a trade, technical, or otherwise protect you in a boom-bust market. In my view, the rocket scientists controlling the world economy don't have the ability to tell anyone which way to go. I, however, still feel a trade has done me well, as long as you keep upgrading yourself, much like a skillful physician. 2. Are university degrees a bad thing? Not if you are willing to work hard and think globally as opposed to remaining academic. Here's some of Jerry's advice. Be more discerning. Be insightful. Admit when you have made a mistake, learn from it, don't do it again, at least not knowingly. Look to strong role models as mentors, leave the goofs aside. Buy an old lawnmower, take it apart, put it back together, make it run. Learn what is and isn't malodorous digestive residue from a malox. Indeed, a wise technician will become an engineer. Feedback 2. Bruce Harley gave his opinion of Ray Kurzweil. Says Bruce, Jim, I know that Kurzweil is a colleague of yours, but I have to support the correspondent in your last e-news. Okay, so memory density and CPU capability follow incredible growth paths, but what's happening to the strength of steel? The strength of concrete? The walking ability of automatons? The fact is that Moore's law applies to a highly selective group of phenomena, which just happen to be capable of achieving that rate of growth. If you take a wider view, you get a more realistic feel for how fast things evolve, and it's way slower than Kurzweil predicts. 50 years time. It's likely that discretionary brain implants will be here. Horrible, scary idea. But that's about the limit. Feedback 3. Shrisha Chand brought up something I missed in my article on 3D printing. He wrote, Your comments on 3D printing left out one important innovation. 3D printing of organs. If and when it happens, it would mean not only a revolution in printing technology, but a big leap forward in medical treatments. Well, that's this issue of e-news. Please send us your feedback. Send your email to jim@jimpinto.com. Thank you.